If computers were merely tools for his parents, for Edwin, they were a gateway to adventure, to understanding, and most of all, to recognition. They let him do whatever he wanted. If he felt like gaming, he'd boot up Windows. But more often, he chose Linux, his go-to operating system. From there, he opened different virtual devices so that he could adopt multiple personas. On forums, he met like-minded kids his age, from all over the world, who spent entire days at their computers and made the kinds of social connections online that they couldn't in the real world. Quiet and reclusive kids, mostly. Cloaked in made-up identities, they chatted about computers, girls, and going out, and devised tricks to infiltrate private computer networks. Online, Edwin was either XS or Yui, the latter a nod to a Japanese singer Yui, of whom he was a big fan. As Yui, he was different, bolder, more self-assured. Online, quiet Edwin with the shy smile came alive. On chat channels, he met an Australian, Duan, and an American, Sabu, in 2011. The three talked about hacking, and his new friends showed Edwin places they had managed to break in. Sabu, as it happens, was a big shot in the digital world. He was the leader of Lulsec, a collective whose six members attacked a range of organizations and hacked the websites of big companies in 2011 to expose their shoddy security. Though teasing in some cases, in others their antics had serious consequences, such as when the group stole data belonging to more than 70,000 U.S. contestants on the popular TV show The X Factor in retaliation for an alleged insult to the rapper Common. Also targeted by Lulsec were the Sony PlayStation Network and the website of the CIA. Several investigation agencies were hunting for Sabu, but, like Edwin, he took care to cover his tracks. All the kids went by aliases on chat channels, some of which also required passwords to get in. They never logged on directly from their home connections, but, rather, through a secure virtual private network, VPN. Edwin connected to a VPN server first, then went online anonymously. It took some discipline. Forgetting to use VPN just once would instantly make his home IP address visible for anyone to see. After a while, Edwin found his way into chat channels where the serious hackers converged. Winning their trust was a first and crucial step, because police were also lurking, trying to infiltrate using fake identities. At 16, Edwin was orbiting Lulsec as well as a looser collective called Anonymous. Though not a member himself, he hung out on their chat channels. These were exciting times in the hacking world. Members of Anonymous had been targeting a succession of organizations and declaring their solidarity with WikiLeaks, which was publishing hundreds of thousands of U.S. diplomatic communications. When Julian Assange's whistleblower website was blocked by the payment services PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa, cutting off lots of donations to WikiLeaks, Anonymous struck back with a DDoS attack that took out the payment services' websites and inflicted an estimate of $5.5 million in losses. One member would ultimately end up doing 18 months in prison in the UK.